Welcome to my Pivoting Your Mindset podcast. My podcast will help you navigate and explore the power of changing your thoughts. I'll help you learn how to set healthy boundaries and to gain confidence in who you are. I'm Jennifer Whalen, your host. I'm a certified life breakthrough coach, and I've been in your shoes. I felt stuck, frustrated, and beaten down, and I also know what it feels like to be confident, and I want the same for you. Throughout these episodes, you will hear my story and find hope, encouragement, and practical advice that will help you along the way. So grab a notebook and your favorite beverage and let's jump right in. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about triggers. And it's funny how God placed triggers on my heart a few weeks ago. And then he had me walk through a few triggers of my own. I think it's kind of funny when God works that way. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about that, and then I'm going to tell you how I work through that. So I hope that this episode will be helpful for you today. So triggers can cause so many different reactions. Some people get triggered by food. Some are triggered by a song that will come on the radio. Your body can also show you different ways, or it has different ways of showing triggers to you. So you could have something trigger you, and it could be sadness. You can have fear. You can get really, really angry. Sometimes you just feel shame. And some of the thoughts that can trigger you can also make you just feel stuck or frozen, however you want to word it. Well, that's what happened to me. And since God placed this on my heart, and then I walked through and something triggered me, I went the route of it made me feel stuck or frozen. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story, and then I want to share some of the action steps that I took and that you can take so that when you feel triggered, you can overcome it. I promise you. So I have changed and pivoted a lot in my businesses over the years. So I also have been an entrepreneur, I guess, since the girls were little. It's just, when you're an entrepreneur, it's something in your heart for years. So I think when Natalie was maybe two, she's my youngest, when she was two, I sold Pamper Chef. Well, I absolutely love selling Pamper Chef because I love having parties and I love being around people. I love cooking in front of people. And it was just really, really fun to me. And it got me out of the house, of course, because I was a stay-at-home mom. So I did this until I had hip surgery. And then after my hip surgery, I had to go through a 2-year recovery period. So that's when, during that recovery, that's when I started falling in love with fitness. So I decided not to continue with Pampered Chef just because that 2 years was a long time and I had got out of the routine and I couldn't carry the stuff in and out of the houses and things were changing, going to more online stuff anyway. But during my recovery with my hip surgery, like I said, I totally fell in love with fitness. And that's what led me to become a fitness instructor. And then I was a fitness instructor and people were asking me, you know, questions about my nutrition. And then that led me to become a nutrition coach. Again, all stepping stones. So I was helping women with their fitness and their nutrition, but I was just doing this, you know, because I loved it. And I didn't make a ton of money when I taught fitness classes. So if you've ever thought about teaching fitness classes, you do it because you love it. You do it because you believe in what you're doing and you're going to help other people, but it isn't necessarily like a huge means of income. At least it wasn't for me. So, but I did it for free or very little money because I loved it. I still do love it and I still want to get back to teaching, but sometimes God just has us in places and we don't understand why it's on the back burner, but it is on the back burner and he has me right now with that on the back burner. And I'm okay with that because God knew I was going to be a single mom. And, you know, I kept hearing from others. So COVID hit, it kind of gave me a boost and I was teaching at the fitness center and you do make money, not a great deal of money, but you do make money teaching fitness classes there. But then when COVID hit, the gym shut down and here I was, everyone still wanted to take my classes. So that's when I kind of taught myself how to do Zooms and taught myself, you know, all these different things about teaching online or virtually. And so I was just doing it just because I wanted to stay connected with the ladies that had been in my classes and I wasn't charging. And they kept saying, you need to charge us, you know, you shouldn't be doing this for free. It's your time and all that. So then that's when I decided, okay, I'm going to create a membership where I can teach and train online. And then I, you know, could do nutrition stuff and all that that goes with that. It wasn't that much, but here's one thing I've never claimed to be, which is a strong business owner when it comes to like making money. Because my passion sometimes to help other ladies supersedes what I want to charge because I just have that passion in my heart. But I needed to, as a single mom, I needed to make money. And then, you know, a few years passed and I found myself single yet again and needed to make money to stand on my own 2 feet and to support my girls. So that's when I decided I would go work at Maurice's because I was in real estate. I got out of real estate. Yes, I've had lots of hats over the years. So I went to work at Maurice's and here I was working at Maurice's doing my online gym and still wearing myself out. I was teaching, going to work as much as they would work me and add in a long distance relationship. Then again, another on top of that was a hormonal teenager at home. So she didn't have her dad in her life. So it was all me. And this mama was exhausted. I mean, actually exhausted really is an understatement. For any of you single moms that are listening right now, my heart breaks for you because I know the strain and the energy that it takes. So even being a mom, just a mom in general, but a single mom, it just carries a whole new load that just is hard. So I decided to look for a more stable income because my coaching business hadn't had enough income where I could justify it to go full time and make the money that I needed to make. So I interviewed at a couple of places and mind you, I had been probably 20 years since I'd worked in like an office environment, but I just had to trust God because I didn't go to college or have quote unquote a career because I got to be at home with my kids for 16 years. I would do things like the Pampered Chef just to kind of get out of the house for a while. I was teaching fitness to get out of the house. It wasn't necessarily for the income at that time. It was more for making my own fun money so I didn't have to ask permission to spend money. Yeah, that's probably a whole nother podcast. So anyway, I got offered a job. This is where I still work today. It was with Christians who decided to hire me even though my resume didn't have the proof that I could do the things since there was this huge gap since my office job. But they, with faith, hired me and it's been great. Meanwhile, I have continued to pursue my passion because my passion and my dreams is to do coaching full time. I've done one-on-one and I have loved every single minute of it. However, the reality is really hard to do both working full time and coaching full time. So like I said before, I don't really have a business background. I just know that God has called me to do this and my passion has not changed. So I want to fast forward to a few weeks ago when my life coach came to me and she told me about this dream and this vision that God had given her for a group coaching program. And she asked me to join her with a team of other coaches to do this. And it was created. It was a mentorship program. It's called Unique Calling Mentorship. And, you know, I prayed about it, but it's like instantly God told me, yes, this is the door that I want you to walk through. Have you ever felt that where you pray about something and you know beyond knowing that this is the way God wants you to go? I was excited. I was on fire. I could not wait to share it. But then a trigger happened. I was talking with someone and sharing how my passion for this coaching and just to grow my coaching business. But then I was also sharing that I have really put my own personal health with fitness and nutrition on the back burner because of time. Because like I said, it's hard to do both. And this person didn't mean anything by it, but said the coaching isn't bringing a lot of money in. So just set it aside and focus on your health. Instantly, I was deflated. I was filled with doubts, insecurities. What would people say about me yet switching my business again? Social media has seen me divorce, remarry, divorce again. Start real estate, stop real estate. Work at Maurice's, teach fitness classes. You get the point? So I literally just got stuck. I replayed all the words in my head that my ex had said to me. when he would say things like, you're never going to amount to anything, or I could never make it on my own. I could never do it without him. I wasn't smart enough. I didn't apply myself. And mind you, it had been years since he had said those things to me. And I really felt I was healed and really didn't care what he had to say then or what he has to say now. I thought I had moved on. But I guess deep down, I was still believing those things. So I had to practice what I preach and teach to you guys. I preach it and teach it all the time. And in so many areas, I can do it and it, you know, I'll have a negative thought come up. I do this and it's done. But for some reason, this was just holding me stuck for a few days, maybe even a week or two. So this is what I had to do. It's the 4-step method to overcoming that I teach you. I had to first talk to myself in the third person. I would say things like, Jennifer, no one wants to hear what you're going to share. Jennifer, people are going to think, here she goes again. Here's another thing that she's doing. Jennifer, you won't be successful with this either. So I had to talk to myself and tell myself those negative things. Then I had to talk to myself as if I was talking to my best friend or daughter. What would I say to her? Would I say those negative things or would I encourage her? And that's what I had to do to myself. I had to tell myself that I could do this and I could share it. If I believed that this was from God and this was the direction that He was going to take me, why would I care what other people think about it? If you're doing it for God, He's going to bring the people in your path that want to hear it. So that was my second step. First, I had to talk to myself in the third person. Secondly, I had to talk to myself as if I was talking to my daughter or my best friend. And you know that's different. I would hope that you would not look at your daughter if she was feeling discouraged and just beat her down right there with her. You would encourage her, and that's what we have to do to ourselves. So I had to talk to myself in the third person, and then I had to talk to myself as if I was talking to my best friend or daughter. And the third step to my overcome method is I'm going to take one thought, a negative thought, and I'm going to flip it to positive, and then I'm going to add 3 examples of how that positive is true. So in my situation, my negative thought was, what if this doesn't work either? My flip was, what if this is exactly where God wants me to be to grow my business? And then my 3 examples that I gave myself to support that positive thought was, ladies have told me, they inboxed me, and they've said, please don't stop sharing your journey because you're helping so many. Then the second positive thing is, I'm becoming more confident in where God has taken me. The third thing is my passion for teaching and workshops will now have a platform that I get to do this. So step 4, this is the hardest, the most important part of my 4-step method. Start believing it. I had to start believing in myself. I had to start believing in what I was saying. I would show up because I believe 100% in what I'm offering. I know what I am offering is good and beneficial to help so many. But I have to believe it enough to not doubt myself. Believing that God has called me to this because He believes in me. Believing that God shuts all doors and He opens all doors. And until He shuts all these doors in my coaching path, I'm going to continue to walk through. So this was how the trigger happened for me. And to say that I'll never experience a trigger again, well, that would be an inaccurate statement. It's how I respond or allow the triggers to resonate with me. What do I do when those triggers come up? What do I do when that situation happens again later on? So maybe you're like me. Maybe you're listening today and you're triggered when someone, or maybe they say something, or something, they say it in a certain way, or maybe they're sarcastic or whatever, and it brings back the memories or the thoughts or the words that you thought or that you felt or that you heard when you were in an abusive or an unhealthy relationship. Maybe it's something that takes you back because of something that you wear. You put on this piece of clothing and it takes you to that dark place where you were, or the negative words that someone said to you when you wore that outfit or that shirt. Maybe it's even stepping on a scale and seeing the numbers stay the same or go up instead of down. So it takes you back to when you starved to see the scale go down. I don't know each of your situations right now. I do know that you are an overcomer. Even if you don't believe it right now, I believe that you are. So, years after I divorced my first husband, I was meeting with my counselor and we talked about every single time I wore certain clothes or went to certain places, it like took me back to where I could hear every word that he said to me when I was wearing those certain clothes or going to that certain place. So she suggested that I donate all the clothes that I had memories in, which was a lot. And if it triggered me or if it brought back a bad memory, just to donate those clothes to someone else. Don't look at them anymore. Get them out of your closet. Don't wear them. So I did it, but then I realized that my clothes weren't actually the problem. It was me allowing those memories to come up and allowing myself to replay them over and over. I was allowing him to still have control over me and allowing his negative words to be truth when in reality they were just all lies. So actually, I was the one in control. Not the clothes, not my ex. I had control over my own thoughts. I had to be the one to take action. Of course, it was very freeing to get rid of the clothes, but they were just a band-aid. It wasn't until I took control and stopped allowing those words to play like a hamster on a wheel in my head. I had that control. Not the clothes, not my ex. So I also want to talk about how your triggers shouldn't dictate another person's actions or words. Just like I didn't like to be controlled. I didn't like to be manipulated. I didn't like to be, you know, talked to negative. Remember, no one likes that. I didn't like it. I know what it feels like, so I don't want to be that to anyone else. I don't want to control anyone. I don't want to manipulate anyone. But if I use my triggers as a crutch for my spouse or my family or my friends or even my coworkers, really anyone, for them to behave a certain way around me, then I'm controlling them or trying to, and I'm trying to manipulate them because I am actually responsible for my feelings, my actions, and my responses. I'm responsible for those. So those things tend to set me back or trigger certain thoughts and emotions. They're in my lane. People can say things or do certain actions or even, like I said, be sarcastic and they mean nothing by it. But it triggers you to go back in time, feel bad about yourself, maybe even take flight and run away or take that fight feeling that you want to fight. Or for me, it keeps me stuck. But they are not the ones that they have to change. It's you. It's me. We hold the power to change our thoughts. Imagine going around and telling people, well, you can't say this or that because that will trigger me. Or don't eat this in front of me because it makes me want to overeat. How would that feel? Maybe you, a friend asked you to go somewhere. You're like, no, I can't go somewhere because you just triggered me. I don't want to go to that place. Now, I'm speaking in general. There may be extreme situations, but I'm just speaking generally right now. There may be situations that have had major abuse and you cannot go to that location, and I fully respect that. I'm just talking in general right now. But if you did this where you were stop them from doing certain, talking to you or saying certain things or going certain places, you would be trying to control them and enforcing your fears, doubts, and insecurities on them. But literally, we must stay in our own lane. I know I say that a lot because we're responsible for us. I get to choose to grow. You get to choose to grow. But we also get to choose to stay stuck. It's actually a freeing feeling to know that you are in control. When I finally realized that I didn't have to allow someone to control me, that I no longer had to allow someone to tell me what I could and could not wear or spend or could not spend, that's when I finally realized I was the one keeping me in the abusive situation because I was giving him consent to do these things. Eleanor Roosevelt says it best when she says, "No one can make us feel inferior without our consent." Man, that is so true. And y'all, it still is so true. If I feel like I felt like the weight of the world was lifted off my shoulders when I no longer had to do those things. I no longer had to be controlled or manipulated. I got to choose to do something different. So I will say it is a process. This wasn't just last week that I left my ex. This was a process. It takes time. It takes consistency of telling yourself that is not going to keep you stuck. I may have to continue this process. There may be something that comes up 6 months from now or a year from now, but I get to choose if I'm going to stay stuck or if I'm going to work through it and move forward. So I want to leave you with this. Triggers show you where you need to grow and heal. So if you feel something or someone invokes a trigger response such as fight, flight, or staying frozen, I want you to evaluate yourself and discover what could still need healing or dealt with. Plus, I want to remind you to take my 5-question quiz. Y'all, this will help you discover what is keeping you stuck. Maybe you have a fear of failure. Maybe you're unclear about your purpose. Maybe you're just overwhelmed or you are in that negative speaking cycle. I put the link in my show notes, so be sure it's a free quiz, so go check it out. It will give you your results right away. So anyway, thank you for listening. And as always, if you found this helpful, please leave a review. This helps others to see my podcast. And also, please share this with your friends. If you ever share on social media about my podcast, be sure to tag me so that I can thank you personally. How about you? Are you struggling with this right now? Are you reliving your past over and over in your head? Are you tired of allowing words from others to control you? If you can relate to anything that I'm saying and you're ready to overcome, I want to personally invite you to check out my mentorship. You can see all the information about it in my show notes. So check it out below, and I would love to connect with you. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. Remember, your current situation does not determine your future. If you found this episode valuable, please consider sharing it with a friend or leaving a review. I want to invite you to join us in our mentorship program. This is a place where you get weekly coaching from a certified coach. This mentorship has a team of coaches that specialize in so many areas. If you need help with confidence and boundaries, or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom thinking about starting a business, or maybe you're just struggling to find your calling, we have a team that will help you in all those areas plus more. This could be exactly what you're looking for. It's like having a one-stop shop, but for coaching, but at a fraction of the price. We truly believe that God has created this, and we can't wait for you to be a part of it. There is a link in my show notes if you want more details. And again, don't forget to take my quiz to discover any hidden barriers that might be holding you back and learn how you can move forward with confidence and with clarity. I want to thank you again for your support. It really does mean so much to me.